A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. Today we're going to a particularly beautiful spot, and that's the Santa Barbara County, Central Coast wine growing area of California, where it's very famous for its Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And those of you who know me know that Pinot Noir is perhaps my favorite grape variety of all for wine, for a bunch of different reasons. And I think mostly it's because it's the grape, I think, that exhibits the terroir of the different areas that Pinot is grown in. And it's found, of course, originally from the Burgundy area of France, but it's found popularity in Australia and Chile and all of the United States and Germany, France, of course, Italy. And it has this very different character depending on where it's grown. So it's very sensitive to locale. And the Central Valley, Central Coast and Santa Barbara Valley areas of California particularly exhibit some wonderful varieties of Pinot Noir. Today we're drinking the 2017 Tyler Pinot Noir from Santa Barbara County. It's made by Justin Ouellette, who started just in 2005 and since made quite a name for himself making delicious wines, mostly Burgundy characters like Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. One thing I should note about this wine, when he's making it, he picks the grapes at night and hand sorts them the next day and lets them macerates them, another smashes them up, lets them sit for a few days, and to kind of be susceptible to the wild yeast that are in that area. And that imparts a very particular flavor before continuing with the regular vinification process. So enough of that. Let's pour some in the glass and taste. First off, it's a medium opaque, nice purple garnet color in the glass. Wonderful nose. It's a little bit, again, wild. It tastes a little, smells a little funky in a nice way, though, in the woods, wild woods, underbrushy kind of way. And I think that's probably from the wild yeast that's doing some of the work in the vinification process here. And then a little bit to the nose. From the nose, I mean to my lips. Very, very ripe cherries, a lot of fruit up front, but with a nice soft tannin coating my mouth, balancing that out. A lot of anise and spice, and the wonderful kind of farm flavors farm smells and flavors, barnyard associations that I love so much with Pinot. A lot of that is coming through of this Tyler Pinot Noir. There's a big fruitiness here, and nice acidity. I think that this would benefit from a little time in the wine cellar. It's unfiltered. It's seen some time at oak, which gives, I think, some of these vanilla flavors that I'm beginning to pick up, and a little bit of cinnamon spice flavors on the finish. It has a slightly rustic quality to it, which I just really, really enjoy. Overall, I think this is a really fine wine. And I would probably have this with a very flavorful roast chicken, or hey, maybe even for turkey now that Thanksgiving is coming up. This is the 2017 Tyler Pinot Noir.